The bridge between tax policy and IT infrastructure has officially been built. Today, April 9, 2026, the OECD released the final electronic XML schema and user guide for the Globe Information Return, GIR. This technical release is the definitive blueprint for the OECD Pillar 2 GIR schema, providing the mandatory format that multinational enterprises, MNEs, must use to report their jurisdictional effective tax rates under the 15% global minimum tax. For corporate tax departments and IT directors, this is the go signal. The release of the OECD Pillar 2 GIR schema transitions the global minimum tax from a theoretical accounting exercise into a high-stakes data integration project. From data lakes to XML, the June 2026 countdown. The OECD Pillar 2 GIR schema is designed to standardize the way tax data is transmitted between MNEs and tax administrations across the globe. With the first major filing deadline looming in June 2026, companies now have the precise specifications needed to map their tax data lakes to the OECD's reporting structure. Key technical highlights of the release: standardized XML format, a unified electronic language for reporting globe income, taxes, and jurisdictional adjustments, ensuring interoperability between different national tax authorities. Comprehensive user guide, detailed instructions on data validation, error handling, and the specific data points required for each jurisdictional calculation. Automation-first design. The OECD Pillar 2 GIR schema is built to handle the massive volume of data required for Pillar 2, encouraging MNEs to move away from manual spreadsheets toward automated, API-driven reporting. Why the OECD Pillar 2 GIR schema matters now. Until today, many MNEs were working with draft assumptions. The formalization of the OECD Pillar 2 GIR schema eliminates that ambiguity. Corporate IT teams can now finalize the extraction, transformation, and loading, ETL, processes required to pull hundreds of data points from disparate ERP systems into a single, valid XML file. Expert insight. This isn't just a tax update, it's a systems update. If your tax data lake isn't already flowing, the OECD Pillar 2 GIR schema provides the exact bucket sizes and shapes you need to build by June. As the global minimum tax moves into the enforcement phase, the OECD Pillar 2 GIR schema acts as the universal translator, ensuring that a report filed in one jurisdiction can be seamlessly understood and audited by another, effectively closing the net on global profit shifting.